Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. Today, I will be comparing healthcare-associated group A streptococcus infections to community-associated group A streptococcus infections in Minnesota from 2000 to 2013. Just a little bit of background. Group A streptococcus, or Streptococcus pyogenes, is a beta-hemolytic gram-positive bacterium that can cause a range of severity of illness, from mild pharyngitis or impetigo to more serious invasive infections such as necrotizing fasciitis and toxic shock syndrome. Certain groups have been found to have higher risk for developing severe invasive infections, such as the elderly, immunocompromised, persons with diabetes, persons with penetrating trauma or surgical wounds, and postpartum women. Group A strep has the potential for nosocomial transmission and can be transmitted from asymptomatic carriers. The Minnesota Department of Health conducted population and laboratory-based surveillance through CDC's Emerging Infections Program of all invasive Group A strep cases from January 1, 2000 to December 31, 2013. Group A strep must be isolated from a normally sterile site, and isolates are submitted to the Minnesota Department of Health Public Health Lab for confirmation and antimicrobial susceptibility testing. M-protein gene serotyping is performed by CDC Streptococcus Lab. And healthcare and community-associated definitions were applied to all cases, and statistical analysis was performed to determine if any variables differed significantly between the two groups. And the variables we looked at were from the case report forms from the surveillance. For this project, the definition that was used for healthcare-associated cases included having a culture collected on or after the third calendar day of admission to an inpatient location, and this is the hospital onset group, having surgery 7 days prior to the initial culture date, which is the post-surgical group, or having delivered a baby 7 days prior to the initial culture date, which is the postpartum group. And these are not mutually exclusive, and a case can fit more than one of these criteria. Any cases that lack any of the healthcare-associated criteria were considered community-associated. There were 2,428 cases of invasive group A strep in Minnesota between 2000 and 2013, with an average of 173 cases per year. 206 of these cases were classified as healthcare-associated, with 99 hospital onset cases, 76 post-surgical cases, and 47 postpartum cases. There was a case fatality ratio of 10% overall, with 10% in community-associated cases and 6% in healthcare-associated cases. Healthcare-associated cases had a median age of 40, and community-associated cases had a median age of 53. So being younger was associated with healthcare-associated infections, but this association disappears after removing the postpartum group. 60% of healthcare-associated cases were female, and 45% of community-associated cases were female. So there's an association with healthcare-associated infections and being female, but again, this association disappears after removing the postpartum group because, of course, the postpartum group is comprised entirely of females and of a younger age. American Indian, Black, and combined total non-white groups were each associated with healthcare-associated infections, and this association persisted after removing the postpartum group and also when adjusting for comorbidities. When looking at culture sites, cultures from peritoneal fluid, bone, and internal body sites were shown to be associated with HA infections. And being a current smoker was the only comorbidity that was shown to be associated with HA infections, but having at least one comorbidity overall was shown to be associated specifically with the hospital onset group. And we looked at the distribution of the 10 most common M types over the 13-year period as shown here, and this is total combined groups, so HA and CA combined. There were no M types that were more associated with HA infections, and there was also no difference in the distribution of M types between the two groups. So that demonstrates that the same M types are present in both HA and CA groups. Overall, healthcare and community-associated groups differ significantly in race, gender, age distribution, and culture site, but did not differ in M type. And after removing the postpartum cases and adjusting for comorbidities, racial differences continue to persist. So this could lead to a future study, potentially looking at census tract data and socioeconomic status variables that could help explain these differences. And And I want to thank my co-authors and everyone listed here for their help with this project. Thank you.